Hello everyone, it's Jana here with James Wynn. It's the 30th of August and I'm on the way to work. It's not quite, well, the train was busy this morning, but the park's not quite as busy. But I've changed a few things. So a couple of huge containers for general waste and one for recyclables. They weren't there before. And the grass is rather trodden down and yellow in places, suggesting warm weather and lots of people sitting on it in said warm weather, which we still have. It's lovely today. Blue sky, it's very warm. It's going to be the warmest day of the week today, I think. Kids are in holiday club because both Sam and I have got to work. Actually, I've got a particularly long day today because work have organised some sort of summer party thing. I'm not going to stay too late. I can't drink anyway because I've still got to get myself home. And I've parked up in the station car park, so I need to drive that home again. But I thought it'd be nice to go along and show my face, especially if they bother to organise something for Tuesday. So yeah, it's the last week six of the summer holidays, and then we're back to school next week, which means I'll be able to boo a little bit more frequently than now. Yeah, it's always too nice. It's too bad I'm working this week. But yeah, apparently the next couple of days are going to be really nice as well. And that's when I'm working. Otherwise, we could have gone to a Lido or something. Yeah, too bad. Oh well. I'm sure we'll find something else to do. I'm only supposed to be working a half day after all. We'll see what happens. So yeah, we had quite a busy bank holiday weekend. It was a bit odd weather. It was quite nice, but it always started off with rain, or kind of you didn't know that it was going to be nice in the afternoon. We could have gone to a fair. There was a big fair in town on that bank holiday Monday, but it costs a lot of money to have fun. And Simon had the brilliant idea of getting a move on with the hedge cutting. So we did that. He did the hedge cutting and I just sort of clipped here and there. So now we've got way too much green matter lying around in the garden. And still lots more to go. It's just, the ivy just grows incredibly quickly. So you almost need to have two a year like that, where you go around and do a proper job. Anyway, so we were very busy doing that yesterday. The kids, meanwhile, amused themselves. They put their swimming costumes on and got their water pistols and then took turns making each other wet on the lawn with lots of shrieking, etc. So it's quite... Yeah, so it sounded like they were having lots of fun. And then we had a barbecue. I didn't bother with the outside barbecue. Instead, just put them under the grill. That was quicker. But it was nice. Nice to have one anyway. The other thing I wanted to mention was that I saw a comment from Paul Omani block on here, Paul Omani. Simon did a drawing of Amelia's face, and Paul commented about what makes something right, something like that. Because I think Simon said it's not quite right, so Paul said, "Well, what makes it right?" And as so often with Paul's comments, it got me thinking, what makes it right if it's kind of a well, anything really. Mostly something creative, but anything at all. And I think there's sort of two things of it. There are two aspects to it. One is, if it was created for some kind of purpose, then it strikes me. So you don't know whether it's fit for that purpose. So that'll tell you whether it's right or not. And that could be, I don't know, that could be either for practice reasons, that could be for a particular purpose it needs to serve. It could be for the entertainment of others, it could be all sorts of different things. So I think if it serves that purpose, then one could argue it's right. However, I always see with artistic creative friends of mine, and I know this myself, that sometimes one creates things, and even though they are right for that purpose, they didn't quite go how one imagined they would, and then that's kind of unfulfilling and disappointing. So even though everything is completely right, it served the purpose. Sorry, it's getting a bit windy now. If one had a different idea about it, then one wants to see that realised as well, or otherwise it just doesn't feel right. So I think that's the two aspects about it. So it's best if they both combine, even though I suppose if you're happy with what you've done, then arguably very often it doesn't really matter what other people think. But again, it also depends what the purpose was. If the purpose was that it was for other people, then you wouldn't have solved that one. So yeah, I don't know. It depends where you stand, but I guess with those creative endeavours, it's always the most important thing is always that one, the creator themselves is happy. I've taken to, it's not really that creative, but I might have mentioned that I've taken to my little needleworks. But yeah, it's not, you know, but it's not terribly creative because I'm just following a pattern, so there's more skill than creation involved in that. But yeah, if they turn out okay, I'll be happy, but also, seeing as I'm making a lot of them for the kids, they've got to be happy with them. So that's maybe the other aspect of it. So I don't know. Does that make sense? So I don't know what Simon set out to do with the portrait of Amelia, other than to practice his drawing skills again. And yeah, it is. Faces are very tricky. I have heard it said before that you can have very beautiful eyes, very beautiful nose, very beautiful mouth, very beautiful sort of individual parts, but put them all together, they might jar. And in a face, it's almost the imperfections, the tiny, tiny imperfections that make it seem more appealing and attractive. So yeah, portraits are tricky, which is probably why I always stuck to landscapes. anyway, this has definitely gone over the 5 minutes, so sorry. But thank you for listening anyway, if you made it this far, and I hope I haven't rambled too much. Hope you all have a lovely day and it's sunny where you are. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.